AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Police in Waco, Texas say they're ready to confront any more violence involving rival motorcycle gangs following Sunday's clash at a restaurant that left 9 people dead and 18 wounded. Authorities say there have been threats from biker groups since the shootings. David Harvey Jr. works at a Houston bar popular with bikers, and he says members of the Bandidos gang that he's met have been pretty laid back.
They don't go looking for trouble. And whenever you bring trouble to any kind of organized group of any people, you're going to find it.
The State Department is proposing to release portions of 55,000 pages of emails from former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton by January. The proposal came in a federal court filing in response to a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit by Vice News. The disclosure that Democratic presidential candidate conducted State Department business on a private email account has been a controversy for her campaign. The House is set to vote on a short-term extension of funding for highway projects.
House Transportation Committee Chairman Bill Schuster says it's a must.
Congress fails tax. There'll be over 4,000 people at the Department of Transportation will be furloughed. And states, as I said, will be unable to be reimbursed for the work they've already completed.
Senate approval is expected after the House acts ahead of the congressional recess that begins at the end of the week. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Ladies, in a series of Pacific storms spreading damp weather across the West is raising concerns of flooding in areas stripped bare by forest fires. The storm dumped up to 2 inches of rain in northern Utah over the weekend, causing minor flooding and a rock slide. That's moved into Colorado, which is already waterlogged from several days of rain. Forecasters say that up to 2 feet of snow is expected in the eastern mountains today. This is AP Radio News. Mammograms at 40 or 50 every year or every other year. And what's the best colon check? The American College of Physicians is encouraging more discussion of testing's pros and cons. Dr. Richard Wender with the American Cancer Society says the review looked at areas where major cancer groups agree that screening is worthwhile.
They really were focusing on finding the areas of agreement so that physicians make sure that the patients in these age groups for these genders are offered those specific screening tests.
Protesters in Seattle spent several hours blocking entrances to the terminal where Royal Dutch Shell has an oil rig, which will be shipped to waters off Alaska this summer.
Of course, I get that fossil fuels are an essential part of daily life at the moment, but we have to make that transition, and we already have more oil than we can safely burn to make that transition.
Demonstrator Alec Cannon. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.